Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Amen. All right, welcome to this edition of the Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in today, and I want to give you a special number here from our choir. They're going to be singing out that red back hymnal, Living by Faith. Amen, and I hope you'll enjoy this choir number. This is Hoopers Creek Baptist Choir. They're coming around now singing Living by Faith. Hope it's a blessing to you as you listen.
Trusting God.
Amen. Well, that's the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church choir singing Living by Faith. Amen. And every time they get down there to that fourth verse, our Lord will return to this earth some sweet day. Our troubles and trials will all be o'er. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore. Well, I'm looking forward to that day, friend. I hope you are. I don't know where you're at in the car. Maybe you're riding down the road. Maybe you're at the house. Whatever you're doing today, I tell you, y'all to just pull over and shout a patch for the glory of God, thanking Him for saving you. Amen. If you've ever been saved by the grace of God, you've got a home to go to. You've got a Savior to waiting on you, friend. You've got loved ones on yon shore that's looking forward to you being there with them. I tell you, I'm excited about that day. Amen. What a blessing. Amen. It is. We're getting ready to go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, and that's exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about living by faith. Hope it's a blessing to you as you listen today.
Turn with me to Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter 11. And in your Bible, amen, I appreciate them singing that good song. What a blessing. I'm not going to hell. Amen. I thank God for that, aren't you? I'm not going to hell. What a blessing. I want you to look with me down in verse number 1. Amen. We're going to look at the definition of faith. Y'all sang about it a minute ago. Had no idea you're going to sing that song tonight. But I'm living by faith. That's kind of what I'm going to be preaching on this evening about faith. And I want to grab a hold of this text, and I hope that it'll be a blessing to you. Sometimes we are, I'm not going to say sometimes we are. We're living in a day where we are walking by faith. We are believing by faith. I'm trusting in something that I cannot see and someone that I cannot see. Amen. And so we are living by faith tonight. And you say, preacher, what brought us to the house of God? The faith that you have in God brought you to this place this very evening. Amen. I want you to look at what the text says in Hebrews chapter number 11. And we'll see how that the Lord leads us. But the Bible said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, I want you to notice with me, keep going down in the scripture, and I want you to look with me at verse number 6. I believe Brother Sammy might have read some of this there the other night. But without faith, it is what? Impossible to please Him. And Amy says it this way. She takes that word impossible. She separates the I am, there we go. And she puts it, I'm possible. Because of God, I'm possible, thank God. Amen. And so we look at the text. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. This is our text verse tonight. I want you to see this. By faith. Notice that. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Do you know tonight that true faith does not ask to see? True faith believes. True faith simply trusts. True faith looks to that situation that it cannot see with a natural eye, but trusts in the Lord to continue on to help them to get through. Noah was building an ark he could not see. I don't think he could see the future. I don't think that he could see what was coming. I just think that this is what Noah did. By faith, Noah built, according to God's plan, the best of his ability. He followed the leadership of God to do what God asked him to do. Notice that he goes on to say this. Noah, by faith, Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Remember, it never rained before. Moved with fear. Can I say something right there? As a church body, as an individual, there's some things we're losing in our day. There's some things that we're losing in the church world, and that's the fear of God. Let me say something to you tonight. God is holy. There is none like him. Amen. If there's anything that you ought to fear, it ought to be the judgment of Almighty God. God said it. Amen. It will come to pass one day. He's already tried the world once by water, and the next time he's going to do it by fire. And what God said will come to pass, friend. We better get on board with what the book says and quit worrying about what social media says and get back on what this book says. Amen. Don't worry about the politics. Worry about what God said. There is a day of judgment coming, friend. We better get ready for that day. It goes on and said that he was moved with fear. Can I tell you something? When God pricks your soul and tells you to go witness to somebody, you need to move with fear. You need to walk that way and go and do what God has called you to do. For the prepared an ark. Now he's building this ark. Tonight he's building this ark under the fear of God that if he doesn't do it, he's going to miss his mark. We ought to live our lives that way. He moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, talking about God, and became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Now, I want you to take your Bible now and go back over there to Genesis chapter number 6. And I'm just going to preach something just simple tonight. You know, this is something that God seemed to carve out in my mind and my heart as we begin to prepare for this evening. I believe that maybe something, God's got something for somebody here tonight. Maybe you're dealing with some things. Maybe you're dealing with the world right now and you're being pulled one way or another way. I want you to know that you can, young people, can I just tell you tonight, you can live a life that's full of grace and mercy and truth. You can live a life that's pure before God. You can live a life of holiness. You don't have to run with the world. You don't have to become impure. You don't have to have sex before marriage. Listen, you don't have to become an alcoholic. You don't have to take the drink. You don't have to go to the marijuana route, amen, or the drug crowd route. You don't have to go that way, thank God. There's a time and a place where you draw a line and say, I'm not going to do it because I'm walking under God by fear. Noah, I believe this about Noah. I don't know his background. I don't know where he came. He just popped up in Scripture, amen. We know of a little bit about his family life, but we don't know anything other than that. I don't know what he did as an occupation. I don't know, you know, if he was wealthy. I don't know any of those things. I just know this, that before the eyes of God, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah forsook some things within the Word of God. And I want you to see this. Young people, please listen to me tonight. If you can't get nothing else that's going on, listen, get this. Noah forsook some things. And because he forsook some things, he gained the favor of God. And because he gained the favor of God, he also gained on the backside, amen. He became the heir of righteousness. Now notice, first thing I see tonight is this, found in verse number 5, Noah forsook the culture. Noah forsook the culture. You say, what do you mean, preacher? I'm talking about... He wasn't running around with the modern trends of the day. No, Noah wasn't found as one of those people who ran down there to the first new thing and the first new fad and the first new idea. He didn't just run. No, he just stayed with God. There's some things that you need to get a hold of when it comes to that of character, when it comes to that man of treating people with respect. Can I say something to you? We've lost a generation of people who even know how to say hello, that knows how to shake hands with each other, who knows how to embrace each other right. We're losing a generation of people that can communicate with other people. Noah, look here. Noah forsook the culture. There may be some things that you need to break away from. Amen. So that you can forsake the culture to have favor with God.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at HoopersCreekBaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.